You're listening to the Big E Sports Show on Yahoo Sports Radio. Once again, the host of the fastest 2 hours in radio. Here's Alyssa Walker Campbell,
the Big E.
Okay, the conversation continues as we break down the Final Four at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're giving you the full preview, going full court, and we are visiting with Steve Bortstein from Fox Sports Radio out in New Mexico. We were just talking about, before we went to commercial break, Kentucky and how they have arrived at their big moment. Let's transition now. Let's talk about Wisconsin. What a great story, Steve. I mean, Bo Ryan has a strong reputation for excellence with this club, but this is his first trip to the Final Four, and what an incredible season it has been for him.
And I've always been a big fan of Bo Ryan, and I'm so glad now that, you know, on the national level, he's going to get a chance to show off here. This is a very good team. This is a balanced team, with the exception of the first half against Oregon earlier in this tournament. I think it was back in the second round.
Yeah.
Wisconsin's defense has just been outstanding here. Josh Gasser, who I think is probably one of the best defenders in the country, he's amazing to me, and he drew the critical charge on Nick Johnson in overtime of that Wisconsin victory over Arizona. And I think that, you know, he's just one of those guys right now. The problem that Wisconsin has going into this is Frank Kaminsky's not going to be able to get 20 points a night like he's been getting, you know, early in this tournament. He got the 28-point variety earlier in this tournament, but he's such a big matchup problem. And I mean, who do you put on him? What defender on Kentucky do you put on him? Because he can do so many different things. He can go to the outside, he can go to the inside. He's a good perimeter guy. He can penetrate. I think that's, you know, the success of Wisconsin from an offensive standpoint is going to really come down to just how hot Frank Kaminsky gets in this game.
Well, I love the versatility of Wisconsin offensively, but I'll tell you what, they really get after it defensively. I mean, they can be very dangerous on the defensive end.
Well, and they don't commit fouls. That's mm-hmm. the amazing part about
that. They play smart.
They don't commit a lot of fouls. They ranked fourth in the country in fewest turnovers per game. So, you know, where do you find the weakness here? They don't turn the ball over. They play tremendous defense. They frustrate everybody. And that's the beauty of that team is, you know, it really is a work in progress. And unlike Kentucky, you know, who it seems that they do a lot of their offense sort of fly by the seat of their pants. They create moments. Wisconsin is deliberate. Wisconsin is very purposeful in what they do. They have set plays. They run those set plays. Those set plays work. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how, from a defensive standpoint, Kentucky adjusts to that, because they like to play more of that up-tempo thing, whereas Wisconsin is deliberate. They're tactical. They're surgical, and they're precise.
Final Four coverage continues at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Going one-on-one, I'm posting up Steve Bortstein from Fox Sports Radio out there in New Mexico. And so, Steve-O, what do you see is the key to be able to stop and minimize Kentucky from going off?
I think for Wisconsin here, you just got to keep putting the ball in the air. I think if you're Kentucky, you let shots happen. Ben Bruff leads the team as far as three-pointers are concerned. You know, they don't have the deep roster that Kentucky has, but the seven or eight guys that they do have, you know, they shoot 32% from three-point range. The only person who does it is freshman fellow Nigel Hayes, who hasn't attempted a shot from there all season. If they can get Sam Decker going offensively, he's going to be a factor. I think the key to Wisconsin is, you know, the thing I like, you know, what was so great about that Kentucky-Michigan game is that each team got a little bit of a run. They never got too far ahead. They never got too far behind. Kentucky can't get frustrated. If they get frustrated, Wisconsin's going to beat them down. And if Wisconsin gets a big lead here, they're going to slow things down. They're going to be deliberate. They'll be tactical. And that's going to be, I think, the undoing there of Kentucky. So for me, I want to see Kentucky get out early, be confident. Don't worry if shots don't fall in early. They will fall in. Just stay close and keep it, you know, and don't change your pattern. Don't get out of that tactical, purposeful rhythm that I liked. That's what I liked to have seen of them so far this tournament.
Okay, so we already hit on the late game, talking about Wisconsin and Kentucky. Now let's go to talking about Florida and Connecticut. And I have to tell you, Steve, Florida is my pick to win it all. They are my favorite. And it's interesting because when you look at the start of the season, the Gators came into this year, they lost their top three scores. But once again, you tip your hat to Billy Donovan. He knows how to refuel. What is your belief in this team and what they'll be able to accomplish at the Final Four?
What I liked about this Florida team was after they had that kind of dull sort of, you know, just sort of meandering victory in the first round of the tournament when they beat up on Albany, And after the game, Billy Donovan chewed out his team, you know, on CBS television, and he was very unhappy with the performance. And, you know, it came across, I think, loudly, not just to fans and to critics, but it also came across to his team. And since that time, they posted up three double-digit victories over Pittsburgh, UCLA, and then Dayton. And what I've seen from this team is, again, much like John Calipari, you know, over in Kentucky, it's been Billy Donovan and the maturation progress here of this Florida team. And I would agree with you here about Florida here. They're one of three teams with a 30-game win streak going into the Final Four. The others, while they didn't win the national championship, all got to the point of having a shot at a national championship. They don't have players that are going to be considered, you know, the elite level at their respective positions, but collectively, what they do collectively as a unit is so formidable, and I think that's what makes them so much fun to watch, is that they don't have that one standout, you know, Shabazz Napier. They don't have that one standout Harrison Twins. They don't have that one standout Kaminsky. But what they do have is a collective unit that's just that's functional enough, you know, that makes them so dangerous.
Well, that collective unit, you talk about balanced guard play. These are guys that are going to hit the glass, are going to go after the boards. And when you've got the number one defense in the country in efficiency, that's going to take you a long way, and that will take you to the championship game. That's how I see it playing out. What about Kevin Ollie, the job that he has done at UConn? I remember my good old days, even with the Thunder, and having a chance to interview Kevin. I always knew that he would go somewhere very far and be a coach. I mean, he's got a great mind, that high basketball IQ.
The fact that Napier is their leading rebounder at 6'1", that's not good, because that's not going to get it done against a much taller, much more physical Florida unit here. Mm-hmm. But what I do like about this, and you mentioned it a moment ago, the job that Kevin Ollie's done to take over a program, you know, with the legendary Jim Calhoun having left a couple of seasons ago, and what this man has done, what Kevin Ollie has done, is really revitalized this program. And if you're an old school basketball fan, if you're an old school Big East fan, you can't help but love the story of UConn here. I mean, they represent what, you know, the remnants of the old Big East Conference. And for me, it's a big thrill to see them here in this spot.
Enjoy the games, and I look forward to catching up with you again real soon. Okay, Steve-O?
Looking forward to it as well, Alyssa. Thank you.
You bet. Much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Join us online at Twitter, @eRadioSports.